Good evening. I know you want a lot less in Washington these days, so let me give you an official 2-minute warning. That's all the time I'll take tonight. No doubt about it, this is a critical moment for America. With a staggering federal debt of more than $4 trillion and the futures of our children and our grandchildren on the line, the time for action is now. The election year message from Republicans and Democrats and independents and the supporters of Ross Perot is clear. No more partisan games, no more budget charades. You want results, and so do I. Let me assure you that Republicans in Congress are ready to get the job done. We want to cooperate with President Clinton to cut the cost of government and to slash the federal deficit. But Republicans also want to cooperate with you, the American people. We both heard lots of speeches about sacrifice, but we'll be working with you to make certain that sacrifice isn't just a presidential code word for more taxes, more spending, and more mandates from Washington. That's the kind of sacrifice that will break the back of middle-class America and lead us right into economic ruin. Before President Clinton demands that the farmer, the nurse, the factory worker, the shopkeeper, the truck driver, or our senior citizens send one more dime to Washington, they should demand of President Clinton and those of us in Congress that every outdated program, every bloated agency, and every item in the federal budget takes the hit it deserves. Because without real spending cuts and a little across-the-board sacrifice, the American people will be shortchanged again by a government that refuses to change. Republicans look forward to reviewing President Clinton's economic plans. In fact, we've invited him to have lunch with Republicans to discuss his program. If nothing else, the president's package will certainly stimulate debate in the Congress and all across America. Republicans plan to listen to the president and to you, the American people. Keep the calls and letters coming. Thank you and good night.